Well, hello once again.
It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I'm sitting in my car. And what am I doing sitting in my car? Just sitting in here. So let's get out of the car and get into the rain. Oh, yes, it is actually raining a little bit. And I don't know if I like it. It's kind of raining a little bit heavier than I thought. I didn't think it was raining at all when I was sitting inside my house. Then when I got in the car and started driving, yay, there's rain. Great. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so it's raining. What else is new? Not much. What is today? Today is Yom Kippur, or at least it will be Yom Kippur as soon as the sun goes down. That's about 6 or 7 hours from now. But if you do in fact celebrate Yom Kippur, I will wish you a happy Yom Kippur. I'm not entirely sure what it is myself. I do know that it is in fact a Jewish holiday. But what exactly it stands for, or is representative of, or what it celebrates, I'm not super clear. If I were to look it up, I would probably say, oh yes, that does sound familiar, I knew that, but nothing is coming to me at this point in time. Oh, it's a little cool out. It's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit or less. And I, of course, am wearing my shorts, but I am wearing a coat. Go figure. Yeah, today I was putting on my shorts and I was thinking, you know, I gotta look for my pants. I need to find my pants for the cold season. I'm gonna have to start wearing them soon. Oh well, could be worse. All right. I was out here yesterday. By the way, I am, of course, at Herrenhaven. And the reason I'm out here is I think I saw a fox yesterday. I came out here yesterday without the equipment. And I was out in the blind looking out towards the ducks in the delta. And I saw something light brown, lightish brownish red disappearing into the forest. Somebody's butt and or tail. And although I didn't get a good look at the animal, it could have only have been one thing, given its color and furriness and all that kind of stuff. And that is, of course, fox. I don't think we're going to go out to the boardwalk today. I think we're just going to head on out to the blind. I'm crossing the land bridge. What do I see over there? Is that a duck? Yeah, there's a little ducky in the billabong. Oh, there's a few. There's 4 duckies in the billabong. Water level's a little high. That's good. I didn't think it rained that much. It's not raining very hard. But apparently it's enough to raise the water levels. So that's good. I got my back brace on today. That's no fun. But, I don't know. Not doing too bad. Just trying to keep moving. Alright, so what else is in the news? Well, as you may or may not know, a couple of days ago I had some very bizarre computer problems. Suddenly my computer did not want to broadcast my show anymore. And that was annoying. Alright, I'm walking into the wall blind. Oh, there's wood ducks back there along with those other ducks that we spooked. And they can see me because some people apparently don't understand the concept of this blind, and they trimmed away all the brush and trees from each side, so it's no longer a blind. It's just this short fence that doesn't block much view. Anyway, yeah, so there's wood ducks back there. Hooray for wood ducks. We like them. I am getting damp, but that's okay. I don't really care. The equipment's getting damp, but that's okay too, as long as it doesn't fail. But remember,
If my train of thought suddenly gets interrupted, it's because it started raining hard and I had to turn everything off and stick it under my coat so it won't get wet. Oh, yaga. Alright, so what else is going on? I mentioned Yom Kippur. What else did I do today or last night? Oh, ow, this kind of hurts. Anyway, what am I doing wrong here? Am I walking wrong? Probably. Oh, I learned how to do some stuff with my computer. That's what it was. Hopefully we won't have that problem anymore. I did get it fixed after a lot of time and strange detective work. Apparently, some permissions got changed on a configuration file. And I don't know how they got changed. I didn't change them. I didn't install anything that could have changed them. It was just black magic. And I don't know how. So, well, at least if it happens again, I'll know how to fix it. But I have no idea what the cause of the actual problem was. And that irritates me to no end. Because I prefer to fix problems instead of treating symptoms. Alright, I'm standing in the blind. It's raining on the water. Now, there's no duckies in the delta, so I don't see any foxes or anything. Seems like it's starting to rain a little bit harder. Maybe we should get out of here. Yeah, maybe we should. Oh, I forgot to mention, when I pulled into the parking lot, I was surprised to see Harenhaven Girl's car. This is not a Harenhaven Girl day. I thought I knew her schedule, but apparently I do not. Oh well. I'm not going to feel bad about it. Let's see, what else have I been doing? Oh, you know, I got some, this is fun. What else to do? I got some 8-segment LED displays, some green ones. These were salvaged out of an old photocopier. And they're the fairly decent sized ones. You know, they're like, I don't want to say 3/4 of an inch long, but almost that big. You know, the ones I'm talking about. And they're green. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do with these? I don't know. And then I had an idea. And it's a dumb idea, but I did it anyway because dumb ideas are often fun ideas. And I didn't have anything better to do. So I took my 3 8-segment LEDs and I plugged them into my breadboard. And then I poked at them for a while and tried to figure out if they were common anode or common cathode, and I figured that out. And I figured out the pins. And so then I wired them up. And now they say TOBE. Because if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm a terrible egomaniac. I've got to be the most vain and conceited person that you will ever know. My lack of humility is only matched by my general awesomeness. Ooh, hey, a bird just tried to buzz me. What are you doing, birdies? Birds are being weird around here. You know, I think it's raining a little bit harder. Got to keep the rain off the equipment. It says right in the owner's manual, do not get even a single drop of water on it. Anyway. Yeah, so now I have these LEDs that say TOBE. And so I took a picture of me and my LEDs. So what am I going to do with this? I have no idea. I guess I could make a hat hat that says tube and light up letters. Oh, I love LEDs, everything about them. They're so great. That reminds me of something else. I'm gonna start messing around with my TV. You know my TV, I talk about it all the time, the TV I use to watch football. The awesome, cool TV that my dad bought me. Thanks, Dad. Ah, it's so huge. It's the 1 meter television. My TV is pretty smart. It's got all these menus and web pages and all this stuff. Wipe the water off the equipment here. And I was thinking, you know, everybody's streaming TV these days. Oh, did you? So I'm binging and I'm streaming and I'm Huluing and I'm doing all this stupid crap. You know, I'm not much of a TV guy, but you know how it is. How are you going to own something and not hack it? You know what I'm saying? I've got this beautiful piece of very expensive electronics called my super duper TV. It's a pretty smart TV. I've had it for a while. Is it time I start hacking it? Yeah, I think it is. So I was looking around, I was pushing buttons on my remote control that I don't push normally and all that kind of stuff. You know how it is. Oh, of course, and right when as I get back to my car, the rain lets up a bit. Oh well, so what? We're taking off anyway. So I've decided that I'm going to start hacking my TV. And what does all that entail exactly? Oh, I don't know. But now I got to get a Wi-Fi adapter for my TV because, you know, you get into the menu of my TV and it says network settings or network something or other. And I'm like, oh, I have a network. TobeNet. It's the dumbest network ever. The cheapest network ever. A network of the most insignificant things. My network, TobeNet. TobeNet basically consists of one Raspberry Pi Bleep Plus and one pocket chip. Plus my router. Plus my Wi-Fi router. That is the extent of TobeNet. So, obviously, I need to add more things to my network. And I think the TV's got to be the next thing. I need to get a Wi-Fi adapter. Where do I get one of those? Where do I buy one? Obviously, I can buy one online for, you know, $10 more than they're worth. Hey, Mr. Bug, get out of my car. I got the door open to my car. I better close it. All right, let's go back to Mikasa. We'll be there in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. We're back in the studio. And what am I doing? I actually went to the store. I didn't take the equipment in with me. So it wasn't very interesting. All I did was buy some sugar and some tea and some graham crackers. And it seems like I bought something else. I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not important. It was non-thrilling. But you know what is thrilling? Yesterday I had another coup. I made another great deal. This is stupid. I have a weakness, and that weakness is the clearance end cap at Walgreens. You can often find cheap and interesting things in there. So whenever I have to go into Walgreens, I always make sure to go to clear to the back of the store in the farthest corner from the entrance. And there's an end cap facing the back wall that has all the clearance stuff on it. And yesterday I managed to find a card reader for $3, marked down from $15. So, woohoo! You know, your basic sort of do the math in my head. What is that? 80% off sale? Something like that? I don't know. Today is not math in my head day. But I'm so happy. I don't know why. Did I need a card reader? Yeah, I've got cameras and stuff that have SD cards. And I do have a card reader, but it's at least a 20-year-old card reader. It's so old that it still has a slot for PCM CIA cards. That's how old it is. And so the only slot that's functional for me, the only thing that I can use is the SD card slot, which is, you know, nice, and that's all I need for my cameras and stuff. But, you know, now with the Raspberry Pis, you know, I have need for micro SD card slot reader, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, yeah, I managed to score this thing for $3. Comes with the little cord, the little USB cord. Oh, and I'm so happy, and I put it with my little battery backup thingy that I got for $4 the last time I went to Walgreens. Budget computing. Budget single board miniature computer computing. Ugh. I'm getting pretty good at it. And it's just because I'm cheap. Yes, I am cheap. And I was actually having a moral dilemma as I stood in Walgreens trying to decide if I should buy this thing. The debate I was having inside my head was, do I really need this? And can I spend $3? You know, $3, that's the price of a taco at Abelardo's. You know, that's lunch for me right there. Yummy taco. Oh, and how badly do I need this card reader? Well, I already have one. I don't really need it. I'm still managing to do without it. But the thing that pushed me over the edge and forced me to buy it was, I realize that, you know, even though I don't necessarily need this card reader right now, I am going to need it in a year, and when I need it in a year and don't have one, then I'm just going to be kicking myself, and I'm going to be mad and pissed off that I have to go out and spend $20 on a card reader when I could have bought one for $3 a year ago if I just would have had some foresight in my life. And I thought, you know, a taco, it only lasts for about 10 minutes. I'm probably going to get more than 10 minutes worth of usage out of this card reader, so I went ahead, I made the sacrifice, I made that one taco sacrifice, and I bought the card reader. Oh, so now I have one. Yay. And now, it's time for tea. Oh, I got my big cup full of hot tea here. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, it's so warm. Yum. Oh, I feel so much better already. Yes, I'm drinking hot tea today, and I've got the black and green Earl Grey in the cup. It's very Bergamo-y. Oh, so delicious. Okay, so last night I was watching television, and, oh, God. I had such a fun time. I watched some of my sports, all my wacky sports, and then I watched, and I hate to admit it, but I actually watched Johnny Sacco and His Flying Robot. That is, of course, the American title. The original Japanese title of the series was Giant Robo. And I don't know if you've ever seen this. And the only reason I have any interest in it, I need to backtrack here. But anyway, as you may or may not know, there's a punk band named The Vandals. And The Vandals kind of have a comedy element to them. They don't take themselves too seriously. There's a possibility that you've heard some Vandals songs. If you've delved into the punk genre from the 80s, American punk in the 80s. But if not, it's less likely that you've heard a Vandals song. In recent history, one of the most interesting Vandals references was in the movie Triple X, starring Vin Diesel as, what's his name? Not Xander Cruz, Xander something. Oh, call me X or whatever. Anyway, Vin Diesel's talking to the Russian terrorist guy, and they end up quoting from the song Anarchy Burger.
by the Vandals. They don't say it's by the Vandals, but they say, oh, there's a classic song in America, blah, blah, blah. And they go on to recite some of the lyrics from the song Anarchy Burger. Now, the song Anarchy Burger might be one of the most famous songs by the Vandals. Their other biggest hit, so to speak, was Urban Struggle, a song that had the subtitle, I Want to Be a Cowboy. But the song Anarchy Burger is probably known best for its chorus. The chorus of the song is basically, Anarchy Burger, hold the government. Anarchy Burger, hold the government. Anarchy Burger, hold the government. Okay, it's, you know, it's kind of a joke. It's funny. The song itself is pretty good. The Vandals have a lot of really great songs, but where am I going with this? They happen to have a song about Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. And they must have... These guys are all from California, and I have a feeling that they must have seen Johnny Sacco in syndication as children, and it influenced them enough to write this stupid song. And you can look this up. Look up the Vandals, and you'll probably be able to find Johnny Sacco. A giant robot, listen up. Johnny Sacco's calling for you. Johnny Sacco's on his wrist radio to the mountain hideaway. Giant robot, please wake up. We need you right away. It's pretty great. And because I like the Vandals so much, and I like that particular song, I had to watch the show. I noticed it was on. You know, it's on at like 1 o'clock in the morning on the weekends on some subsidiary broadcast channel, one of the sub-channels, the decimal channels, as I like to call them. And it's a horrible show. I mean, that's not horrible. It was probably great in its time. But this show is probably 50 years old. I don't know when it was actually released or broadcast, but you know, just going by the look of it and the technology and the hairstyles and some of the clothing and all that, it's about 50 years old. I would date it somewhere in the mid to late 60s. Don't quote me on that. You look it up. It's probably around there. I guess it could be very early 70s, but I kind of doubt it. The women's clothing sort of points to mid to late 60s. Oh, so that was fun. I actually watched 1.5 episodes of it. I was kind of spacing off and I forgot it was on. You know, I noticed it was going to be on. I thought, oh, I better watch that. And I forgot. And I caught that first episode about 10 minutes into it, and I watched it, and wow. It's visually interesting. It has that kind of retro eye candy appeal, but the dialogue is horrible. It is the worst. It is criminally bad. I don't know if a lot of stuff got lost in translation, but oh boy. If you like watching horrible stuff that is also great, or stuff that is horrible because it's great, or great stuff that just is also horrible, you need to see Giant Robo, also known as Johnny Sacco and his flying robot in the United States. Ugh. I just want to punch that kid. I want to punch Johnny Sacco. At one point in time, I knew his Japanese name, his original name, but it almost came to me. No, maybe I'm thinking of something else. I don't know. The only good thing about it is that you actually get to see something dubbed from Japan that doesn't have the voice of Tara Strong in it, or her husband, or is he her ex-husband now? I don't remember. What? Now I can't think of his name. Yeah. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about the two people who get the most work for anime voiceovers. The vast majority of anime that is imported into the United States gets overdubbed in some studio in Vancouver. And they're two The two biggest people are Tara Strong. She does all the female voices and has been doing so for the last 10 years. If you've seen any Japanese anime in English in the last 10 years, you have heard Tara Strong's voice. She's everywhere. She is literally ubiquitous. Hell, I was watching an episode of Rick and Morty last night, and she was one of the guest voices. I couldn't believe it. I was laughing. And she's good. She's pretty good. And, oh, God, what is that guy's name? There's a guy who does all the male voices you've ever heard. And right now I can't think of his name. But they were actually married at some point. And they might still be. I don't remember. Why am I even talking about it? I don't know. Oh, yummy tea. I do have some interest in voice talent. And I don't know why that is. It's just, it's a game for me, try to recognize people's voices while I'm watching, you know, cartoons or something else. And I had a new one the other day, a couple days ago, maybe a week or two ago. I was watching TV and one of those Progressive car insurance commercials came on. But it wasn't one of the commercials with Flo, who I hate, and yes, I agree with you, she needs to be shot. It was one of the Progressive commercials where they have the talking box, which doesn't make any sense because when you buy insurance, you don't get a box. There's insurance policies don't come in boxes, but anyway, they still have this talking box. You've seen him. He's got that hit song, Don't Stress Girl. Wait. Go paperless, don't stress, girl. I got the discounts that you need. Yeah, it's a horrible commercial. And he's got the one where the box is in the psychiatrist's office. And that's when I realized I was allergic to wasabi. Okay, you've seen these commercials with the talking box. Do you know whose voice that is? You probably do by now. But I was proud that I recognized the voice. You know, after 2 years of watching these damn commercials, yes, the voice of the Progressive insurance box is Chris Parnell. Chris Parnell, who is apparently getting a lot of voiceover work lately. You might also recognize his voice in the series Archer. Chris Parnell voices Cyril Figgis. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, Chris Parnell is also in Rick and Morty. And he voices the character Jerry, Morty's father. So Chris Parnell, getting paid just to do voiceover work. He's the Progressive insurance box. He's Jerry Smith on Rick and Morty. And he is Cyril Figgis on Archer, and probably some other stuff that I don't watch. But, you know, his voice is getting pretty recognizable for me. And then the funny thing is, a couple days ago, I was flipping through the channels, and I heard his voice, and I stopped, and it was Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, or whatever. And so he had a part in that. And I was like, hey, it's Cyril Figgis. I mean, it's Jerry Smith. I mean, it's a Don't Stress Girl, go paperless. Buy some insurance, we'll save you 15% or whatever. Who gives a crap? I sure as hell don't. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. But my time is up for today, so be sure to tune in tomorrow, the next day. Who knows? We might get up to something really bizarre. Coming up next is the Zeptar Show, so stay tuned for that. He's going to Zeptar it up. Have a happy Yom Kippur. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?